format change.
Go on.
We changed the format after season one. I don't know why we wouldn't change the format after season two. It's our thing, which BT Dubs is actually the new thing.
Heh.
The new segments, Mark, the thing and the other thing.
It's the most millennial, late millennial Gen Z thing I've heard you create.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll see.
Do the thing.
Do what thing?
I thought you had it and then you didn't.
Systems?
Definitely that.
I'm Hunter Pence and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we lose to gray tiles in our game. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason. Gray is the hardest color to win with, because you can't go from, the way we always say it, from 3 to 5. You can't place gray, move another piece, and then make your pattern. You always have to have 4 pieces in place already, and so winning with gray is challenging, and yet, still, I lost to you in gray.
Does it make you feel better if that was my plan from the beginning of the game?
No, because I think you knew the new team rule. The new team rule is anytime you lose with gray, you have to announce in the playtest channel and name who beat you. So no, I don't like that you're intentionally going after me just to humiliate me.
That's what I'm Sabat was doing the last time he and I played. I dodged the bullet.
He was trying to gray you? Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
We have to call it something. So that's the new rule. Got to go to Discord. You got to announce when you've been beat in gray. There's other changes. We're recording on a new podcast setup. We got a Rodecaster Duo. We've upgraded from the Rodecaster Pro. We're recording on separate channels. And since I've said it, now you can't change it. We got new pretty mic cables and table stands. And you're the de facto show editor now, which is why multiple channels might add a little bit more work for you. We have some video coming soon. That's going to be more work for me. But I also thought we'd just mix up the segments just a little bit. And I'm breaking this season down into 2 segments. It's the thing and the other thing. And I know your joke from earlier. I think there's just so much that we need to talk about this season that we're going to be jumping around a lot. So I just kind of wanted these headings of here's the main thing we're going to talk about on a show, and here's some other things. We're just throwing it all over here. Maybe it's one thing, maybe it's 2 things, maybe it's 3 things. But the main topic of every show is going to be the thing. Today's episode is sponsored by Grimmoth and their debut game, Vermin. In Vermin, you'll trap, bait, repel, and exterminate your way through a swarm of mischievous critters as you race to avoid infestation. Don't be the last to rid your house of vermin. Vermin is launching on Kickstarter, and you can get in early. Just visit their Kickstarter pre-launch page and click Notify Me on Launch. Mark, have you signed up to be notified on their Kickstarter?
Not yet.
Great. We're going to do that right now. Go to Kickstarter.
I'm there.
Type Vermin or Grimmoth. Grimmyth.
I'm there. The card game of Chaos and Critters.
Yes, that is it. Click the black button, notify me on launch. You may have to log in the Kickstarter if you aren't already.
I'm already logged in.
And boom, you did it. There you go. Easy. You're now following their Kickstarter. If you're listening and you're driving your car, don't try to do it. Even though it's easy, wait until you're parked or you're at home, but make sure you follow Grimmoth on Kickstarter. Today's thing is a recap. Now, I'd like to believe that we have some new listeners who may not want to go back and listen to season one and season two. I mean, I would, but some people won't. And we're not going to judge them. We're going to save them some time at our own downloads expense. We're telling them, don't go back and listen to season one, season two. We're going to give you the recap. It's like every time a show comes back on the air that my wife and I are watching, we've totally forgotten everything that's happened. And we've got to go watch a 5-minute YouTube recap. We're going to give the audience right now a recap of how we got to where we are in season three.
Once upon a time, Jason and I worked at the same school and didn't know each other.
Okay, jump forward a little bit. That's true. That's a good start. Start at season one. Where were we when we started this board game journey?
Once upon a time, Jason came to me and said, we need to start a podcast. We should make a board game. The Misplay Podcast board game design project was born.
And we started by making one-page games. That was the first thing that we did. You and I created 2 one-page games. We talk about them in season one, Mark versus Jason, Word Warpers. We went from there and we started developing smaller games, MMA Gauntlet, Supermarket.
I wish I was over there.
I wish I was over there. That was the game. Nightmare Smashers, of course, still working on in some realm.
StarCraft Realms.
And then we went to Gen Con and we realized, whoa, what have we gotten ourselves into?
What we had gotten ourselves into is a very rich, very complex project that didn't only have board game design, but requires the marketing, the knowledge of publishers, the knowledge of manufacturing, a study of how to play test, how to network and meet people. It's a huge industry with a lot of moving parts. Our first trip to Gen Con really showed us how we'd really only scratched the surface of what we needed to do in order to continue.
So we get back from Gen Con and we get to work on pitching a lot of different games. Internally, the team had a lot of different ideas and we talked about a wide range of games that we could make. And we ended season one saying that we were going to make
Animal Kingdom.
I was trying to do a cliffhanger.
Oh.
Yeah, we said that we were going to make this game Animal Kingdom. So we ended season one, we're building Animal Kingdom. Season two started 2 weeks later, and we started doing that. We started working on Animal Kingdom.
The base idea of Animal Kingdom was this kind of competing social interactive game where players would vie for the votes of the citizens of the Animal Kingdom. And so we were going through an iterative process of, well, how do you get votes? What are the mechanisms and what things would be involved in building your platform? Because that was kind of the thing that we latched onto about Animal Kingdom. Came through a variety of different iterations and eventually got stuck. Is that a fair thing to say?
I mean, there's an episode called Unstucking. Yeah, we got stuck. And I mean, the short answer is we pivoted. I started iterating off of Animal Kingdom and I developed this game called Dying World. I brought it to the team. The team looked at it and said, this, no.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember a conversation with Mike C, who was like, you don't like points. Take points out of the game. Play Dying World without points. And I said, oh, okay. And it turned into this game of patterns. And I remember the first game you and I played, we played on a 4x4 grid and we were trying to make, I think, just patterns of four. There's a great picture on Blue Sky of us playing with the pieces that you brought from your classroom. That game becomes, well, it took on different names last year.
It's becoming.
It took on different names. We got that game to a playable prototype. We took it to Gen Con last year and we playtested in the First Exposure Playtest Hall.
The First Exposure Playtest Hall time really shined a light on elements of the game that were working well and elements of the game that were not working well. And from Gen Con until the end of the year, we really turned our attention to the things in the game that weren't working well and what revisions, solutions, or alternate ways of adjusting the design of the game could be applied to solve for the problems that Gen Con, Protospiel Online, KublaCon, these like large kind of like milestone places that we took the game to be seen, to show to other players and designers so that we could polish and refine the game further.
And after 4 to 6 weeks of a lot of internal playtesting, we reached a point at the end of December, we said, yes, this is a game that we can take to crowdfunding. And we launched season 3.
Here we are.
How do you take a game to crowdfunding?
Great question.
We're going to figure that out this year. We have always come into this, and I've said it so many times now, that we are not telling people how to make board games. We're showing people how we're making a board game. And we're learning as we go. We don't know anything about manufacturing. We don't know anything about art. And I'm poking fun a little bit that we don't know how to do it, because we don't. But we're trying to learn. We're trying to understand how to do that. We are going to, this year, talk to more people than we have in the past. Our community is growing in Discord. The people that we've made connections with are fostering and motivating and driving us to create the best product that we can create. And I'm positive that we can take this game to crowdfunding. So if you're listening to that, hopefully the question you have now is, but what is the game? Tell me what the game is. And here on the Misplay, we're always working on our elevator pitches. Mark, if you would be so kind as to hop in my elevator. The door's got to open. Okay, you got to get on.
Ding. Hi.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, you have to start. You don't just get on the elevators and start pitching. You have to say hello. Hi. Hey, dude, what's up?
Is there, there's got to be like a fancier term for elevator pitch. Isn't it sell sheet? Cover page?
I don't think that's fancier.
Box promo?
We do elevator pitches. Ding, this is my floor. Bye, dude. You got to be faster on your pitch. Let's try again. Oh, hey.
Tracing the Sky is a friendly race in the night sky where you and one other player engage in a collegial battle of wits to find a constellation in the sky by manipulating the tiles on board, by placing one tile and moving either the tile or the board so that you can assemble your hidden pattern constellation before your friend.
Oh, that, wow, that sounds really neat. Can I sign up for the Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter is launching September 16th.
Cool. Ding.
Bye. Oh, you forgot to sign up.
Next time.
That's what they all say.
Tracing the Sky is the game. Tracing the Sky is the name that the game has right now. Though technically, if you go into the playing cards room, it says Starfold again. We're back to that for the moment. We're going to talk about that with the other thing because it comes up on the roadmap. It is part of our plan, figuring out what the name is, because we've gone back and forth. And I think we want to say early that this is the name of the game. This is the theme of the game. Let's go. So let's go. The other thing. I have a button. The other thing. Not the first thing.
The next thing.
The other things.
At the end of last year, I think in the middle of November, we sat down and we mapped out our to-do lists and the roadmap to get us from where we were in the middle of November to the end of the year. I found that very helpful and very effective. It made it very quantifiable what we needed to do, when things needed to be done by, and gave a sense of direction when there are so many things that are going to come up for us along the way that since we're starting off a new year, maybe it would be a good idea to draw out our roadmap for the next couple of months together.
And this is a file, Mark, that I'm going to put in Discord. I'm going to share this. This is not hidden information, if you would.
I see what you did there.
I actually want feedback from people. I would love somebody to come in and say, what are you talking about? You can't do that. That's not right. You have to do this thing first. Or I want somebody to say, oh, that's, I like that, but don't forget to also do this. As we've said, we're learning as we go. I've mapped out what I want the year to look like. And a lot of it is me just throwing darts in the dark right now because I don't have that experience. But one of the things that I haven't done well enough in the past is we've talked about a roadmap before, business.
Systems.
We've talked about these things, but we haven't done a really good job of sticking to them. And I know you have already seen, I have created a document that's got priorities. I have mapped out the date that every podcast episode this season is going to air, along with a space for us to decide on the recording day. I think this year has to be really mapped out. I think we have to be very explicit and clear with our goals. You want to start with January?
Sure.
We're not going through the whole year at a glance today, but let's start talking about at least the first couple of months. What is January going to look like?
Well, first step first, we are designing the board game, but we're using the podcast as our way to tell the story of the game and the process. So launch season 3, here we are. We'll be releasing on every other Tuesday starting on January 6th.
And look, we're 2 seasons in, 26 episodes, 52 episodes. We do what we say. The thing that we're going to add in this year is some video content. More than once last year, we talked about season 3 being YouTube. And that is still something that I want to progress towards. We're not ready just to jump into that right now. I am, however, prepared to start making some video content, a couple of shorts here and there, us recording the podcast. I'd like to do a playthrough video. I've got a couple of knock-knock jokes that I can tell, just gonna knock it out of the park.
What else have we got for January? When I looked at the roadmap and saw the goals and action items for January, I was like, oh, January is the beginning of the building an audience, building a following, the marketing, the foundations that will be the marketing for the crowdfunding campaign.
Yes. And one of those things is reviving our newsletter. For the first year and a half, we put out a newsletter every month. Then we stopped.
I still get my calendar notifications of, oh, your article is due.
So your article is due, Mark. The January newsletter needs to come out. Maybe we go end of the month. We also want to make sure that we're growing on social media, which for us is Blue Sky. So short-term goal, 100 followers by the end of the month. The other thing that I have highlighted for us this month, I would like to enter the Cardboard Edison contest. Now, I say that without fully knowing everything that I have to get done to do that. And in our priorities, I marked it as important. I didn't say it's critical. We don't have to do that. But if we have the capability and the capacity to do that, I'd like to do that. I'd like to put the game out in front of more people.
I looked at the submission requirements, what the judging process looks like, how it's distributed, what it takes to enter. And I actually think it's a really good idea to enter because it will push for a lot of the things that we already have on our plate for kind of the January, February roadmap. Submissions need to include a brief description of the game. We can work on our elevator pitch in writing. We need our video overview of how to play, a rules document that allows players to go from no knowledge to being able to play the game independently. And then it does encourage us to be moving towards the other things that are come up later in the roadmap. There are 2 phases to the judging. The first round is judged based on engagement, originality of theme, and originality of mechanics. People who progress into the finals will have additional criteria added where they're judged on engagement, smoothness of play, and fit for target audience. In both rounds, judges will consider how the game handles its theme.
And that's a really good lead into, I think one of the great things that that would force us to do is lock in on name and theme, because I don't want to continue to call it a name that it is not going to be, because I want to start building that online presence for it. Our playing cards room is fantastic. You can play our game right now if you go to playing cards. You can find our link in our Discord. You can find links on Blue Sky. But we've called the game Currents. We've called the game Starfold. We've called the game The Night Sky. We've referred to the game as Tracing the Sky. We have been on that sky theme. You know, the two kids. I love the way you described it last season. Two kids looking up at the night sky, trying to put together and build their constellations. I like that visual. We have found that there's a lot of games that have used that theme. Doesn't mean we can't do it. It doesn't mean there isn't space. Our game is different. But I think we should have some consideration for maybe a different theme. That is where I really want to focus with the team over the next couple of weeks.
So I think coming back to what the Cardboard Edison contest asks of us, I think it drives us to grapple with the most important things that we've already put on the roadmap, and gives us a nice hard deadline of submissions closed January 31st. If we are so fortunate as to be moved on to the finals, we would have to send a physical prototype for in-person judging.
And I was really excited, and big shout out to a member of our community, Tor, who's also the board game designer for Bones and Banners. Totally on his own, unprompted, he created a set of icons that we can use for playing cards. I'm also ordering stickers. I'm going to put those on the prototype. So if we send in a prototype to Cardboard Edison, it will have the stickers and the icons that Tor created, which are really cool because they demonstrate what the tiles do. When you look at the blue tile, you can see that the tile moves orthogonally, up, down, left, right. The orange tile is diagonal. The gray has got the rotation. I'm so appreciative that they took the time to do that for us.
Yeah, they really are beautiful and have that nice UI, beautiful aesthetic of not only looking really nice, I know that's important to you, but also that mixture of aesthetic and functionality in the way that it dictates what the pieces do. We may have to revise what colors exist in the game. I really like the blue, the orange, and the yellow.
Yeah, it's yellow now. I'm calling it gray still, but yellow.
But couldn't be more grateful for such unsolicited support.
So that's January. Update our public identity. Maybe enter the contest. February.
Success. No major unanswered design questions.
Is that pie in the sky?
I don't think so. We're not working with a huge number of questions that we're investigating right now. I think we're down to like three major questions that we have about the game.
Tile acquisition, does playing first matter, and theme?
Maybe four if playing first is separate from tie percentage, but I think it's realistic.
So the goal throughout February is to continue to refine and playtest. We need to amplify the number of games that we're playing. One of the things that I'd like to start doing is I'd like to have a community night where we can play the game with members of the community who are interested in playing.
I saw that poll in Discord. I answered.
Did you?
I did.
Excellent. Were you a maybe?
I said interested, but time dependent.
I want to get back to playing more games just in general in Discord. I miss Among Us.
Be one of the bonus nights.
I also have something here, Mark, that I know you're super excited about. Business.
Systems.
Just every time. Sign the partnership agreement. We're getting this thing nailed down. But I think that's important because we're entering this stage where there's a lot of work in front of us. And I think it's important that, you know, as many people who are willing are able to put in that time. By the end of the year, Mark, we have to have the LLC. We have to have it because we have something to sell. We have to have that liability and that protection. And what I think the partnership agreement does right now is it just kind of sets us up. We had it drawn up in season one. We opted not to sign it because we were just trying to figure out roles and responsibilities. I think it's clear now who's working on the game with us within the team. And I just want to codify that in some way and say, this is who's put in time. So it's just like raising the buy-in a little bit for me. I also think in February, we need to start receiving some art samples. I have started reaching out to some artists. In our next episode, we're going to have a graphic designer on the show to talk to us about art. I'm really looking forward to that. By February, we need to start receiving some samples so that we can make a decision on art. And a lot of that is unfortunately going to be cost dependent. There's only so much money we're able to put into this.
It's also going to be contingent on how we finalize the thematic elements of the game. Because, you know, we have a head start with the stars and constellations theme from the work that Tor did for us. But in a world where we decided to pivot to one of the other themes, like that'll change the iconography that we're looking for. It will probably change the aesthetic that we're looking for. So those two factors are probably the big things that we'll have to be starting to consider in addition to cost. It'll be the thematic elements and what iconography is going to be necessary for the game. Well, you talked a little bit about talking to a graphic designer. You talked a bit about having a graphic designer on the show. It looks like we're also going to need a videographer.
Lights, camera, action.
That's a director.
Oh. So it's just the person who holds the camera?
No idea.
Okay. We're figuring that out. Yeah, I hinted at that before, that we wanted to start bringing some video content into what we're doing. I think one small way to do that is some shorts, some highlights from the podcast. I think pointing a camera at one of us while we're recording and taking a snippet and putting that online is a good start. One of the drawbacks of a podcast is it's not visual, it's just audio. And there's people who've been listening to us who haven't been in Discord, they haven't been on Blue Sky, and they're trying to put together what this looks like. And I think a YouTube video brings them in really fast. And I also think it opens up our audience. I think there's a whole unexplored group of board game designers and hobbyists who would be interested in what we're doing. We have to go to them though.
How are you feeling about 2026?
I'm feeling great about the board game. I'm feeling great about the podcast. I'm hoping the audience is feeling great about the podcast. One of the things that we don't do enough, Mark, is encourage people to go out and give us a review. And if you listen to the podcast, you hear it all the time. The host will talk about how important it is to get an Apple review. I would love to be able to share those on the show. We've had our podcast now for 5 total years, 3 years of Eternal, 2 years of our board game design journey. And while I'm incredibly grateful that we have all 5 stars, right? Eventually it's going to change. There's not a single text review. We would love some love on Apple. That's the other thing. Another thing.
It does help with visibility. That aside, we have a lot on our plate. A lot of exciting things. A lot of things to do. Lots of things in the podcast. This thing, that thing, the other thing. Before a new school year would start, did you ever get the like jitters every time before the first day of school? I think from when I was like kindergarten through high school, could never sleep the night before I went to the new day of school. I have a little bit of that feeling for this year's season. And that little like bit of apprehension about like, oh, there are lots of new things. There's a lot to do. There's a lot we don't know how to do yet. But also there's that like, oh, like we go off into this new space and discover all of these new things in pursuit of a deeper understanding of this project that we've undertaken. So I think that's where I'm at.
I didn't have it as a student, but as a teacher, for the first few years, I had this recurring dream that it was the first day of school. I've walked out to the morning line, the bell has rung, and I haven't mapped out or planned the day. And I have to take the students into the classroom. So I've had that. With this, I'm not supposed to know yet. As a teacher, I'm supposed to know what I'm going to do the first day in the classroom. I don't know what I'm supposed to know yet when it comes to manufacturing and crowdfunding, but you use the word, I'm going to say it. I'm excited to figure it out. I am looking forward to it.
The Misplay podcast is brought to you by Howley Boy Games. Consider donating at buymeacoffee.com/themisplay. Any level of support, even just a little, gets your name here. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our form at themisplay.com/sponsors.
We're so weird on elevators.
Talking to people on elevators is weird.
Yeah. Usually I don't. My name is Jason.